So all the people who say that art is purely personal, especially novels are supposed to be apolitical, it's like, you ever heard of Tolstoy? How about Steinbeck? Charlotte Perkins Gilman? Upton Sinclair? You know, there's a long history of art for political purposes. And the point with all writers being propagandists is if your writing is apolitical, that is a political statement itself. If your writing of your art is about how romantic love is the solution to all of our problems, that is a political statement. And gosh, do you think that helps the capitalists? Okay, so what we need is we need an entirely different set of stories. And we need these stories not just because we need different stories. We need these stories because we need a different reality. And the reason I write my books is not just to write books. The reason I write my books is to help build a culture of resistance that will stop this culture from killing the planet. I don't write books just so people can enjoy them, which is nice if they do. But what I want is I want to live in a world that has more wild salmon every year than the year before. And I want to live in a world with more fish in the oceans every year than the year before. And I want to live in a world that has less dioxin every mother's breast milk every year than the year before. And part of what it will take to get there is to build stories that tell us that resistance is possible, that teaches stories that tell us how to have resistance, that decolonize. As so many indigenous people have said to me, the first thing we have to do is to decolonize our hearts and minds. And so we need different stories that will tell us this.